Talking on all political subjects and taking on all callers, this is Matt Flynn Direct with your host, Matt Flynn.
Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Go tell that long-tongued liar.
Welcome back to the second hour of Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. No subject is off limits. All points of view are welcome. And remember, you're not woke if you don't know history. You're not woke unless and until you know history. But right now to the front lines of history in the making. Some very, very good news out of California. Very good news out of California. You know, the Republican Party had ginned up a recall of Gavin Newsom. Ostensibly, what they did is they got people to grumble about Newsom's anti-COVID measures, you know, masking and that kind of thing, and social distancing and things like capacity limits in restaurants. And, you know, nobody likes this. So a bunch of hardcore Republicans got together and said, we can orchestrate a recall of him. And get a prominent Democratic governor out. Maybe sneak in one of our own guys. And California has a very, very permissive recall system. Some people have argued it's unconstitutional. I don't necessarily think that it is, but it's problematic. California has, what, roughly 40 million people? I mean, it's a very big state, the biggest state in the United States. It has something like the sixth or seventh largest economy in the world, of all nations, California. Very big deal. And it only takes, I think it's like a little over a million signatures to recall a governor. That's what it takes in Wisconsin. What do we have, 5.5 million people or something? Same number. Well, in California, it's fairly easy to get a million signatures, a little over a million. And then the anomaly of California law is that you go on a ballot and say, do you recall the governor or not? Yes or no, up or down. And then if the answer is yes, you recall him, he can't be considered or run to replace himself, so to speak. Then there's a ballot with names of people who put in a few signatures to get on a ballot. There are 46 of them this time, 46. And Newsom, by law, Gavin Newsom couldn't be on there. So if they get a majority of people to recall him, it's one of these characters, these sort of lowlifes, most of them, who happen to sneak their name on. And the guy who's ahead in the polls, if Newsom is recalled in the first question, this guy named Larry Elder. Larry Elder is a right-wing radio talk show host. His girlfriend said he put a gun to her head. He had a gun, showed her a gun, scared her. He advocates reducing the minimum wage to zero, a Hunger Games situation. Starving people with families will fight for jobs, agree to work for 50 cents an hour or for food. Sort of like before Franklin Roosevelt became president in 1932. But that isn't nutty enough. The polls about a week ago started to look good. And why do they look good for Gavin Newsom? Because Larry Elder started to go anti-vaxxer and anti-masker. And that just ticked people off. He started to buy into all the Trump stuff and the anti-masker of Governor Abbott, the Republican in Texas, Governor DeSantis, the Republican in Florida, and go anti-vax, anti-mask, anti-vax, anti-mask. And then what happens? People said enough's enough. Enough's enough. Early on, it was tied. I'm talking about a couple of months ago. It was tied, something like 47-46, and recall, not recall. That's totally changed. There's a tsunami of voters coming out, apparently. And what do I say coming out? The election is Tuesday. The election's Tuesday for the in-person election. But 3.5 weeks ago, they sent everybody in California a ballot. And the vast majority of people vote by mail, and most of them are in already. They have good safeguards, IDs, the whole bit. They're all in. Not all, most of them are in. The poll about a week ago showed that 55.4% were going to vote against the recall, 41.8 for it. Now one just came out last couple of days, 60-40. 60% of the voters go, no, we're not going to recall this guy. We are Gavin Newsom. We're not even going to get to that second ballot to talk about whether we should have Larry Elder. And 40% would vote to recall, but 60-40 is a 20-point margin. I mean, that in politics is a tsunami. That in politics is a tsunami. And the polling also shows, and this is independent polling, this valid, shows there will be a massive turnout. There already has been a massive turnout, and it's going to be even more so by Tuesday. And only about 2 or 3% of the populace is undecided. They've made up their minds. And, you know, in politics, polls are funny. They go up and down, and people go, oh, well, I'm going to think about it. But there comes a time in the last 96 hours where people start to make up their minds. And when they make up their minds within 96 hours, they ain't changing their minds. And right now, it looks like possibly a 60-40 win for Newsom on the recall. This is excellent news. We definitely do not need another Democratic governor dragged down. Andy Cuomo got basically squeezed out in New York. He'd been a very fine governor, acted very crudely, very, very crudely. They got him out there, dragged him out. Fortunately, Kathy Hochul, the lieutenant governor, solid citizen, congresswoman from the Buffalo area. Buffalo, she'd served a term in Congress. I'll tell you what, we had a president who had been governor of New York and was from the Buffalo area. And he went on to be president. His name was Grover Cleveland. Grover Cleveland was president. Then he got beaten, and then he came back, the only president in history to win it back after having been beaten one time. Grover Cleveland, now Kathy Hochul. She's going to squeeze out the pretenders and people after her. And she'll be an okay governor. But Andy Cuomo was a great governor, and it's very, very too bad, quite frankly, acted so crudely they had to squeeze him out. But in California, we didn't need Gavin Newsom. In fact, Gavin Newsom, when he survives this, may be considered for a national ticket in the future. Good governor, solid citizen, 60-40 for in his favor not to be recalled. Only 2% undecided. About 40% say they would recall him, but 60-40, it ain't going to get to Larry Elder, this crackpot, anti-vaxxer, anti-masker crackpot. It's not going to get to him, not going to get to Larry Elder. So stand by. There's nothing certain in life except death and taxes. This isn't death and taxes, but it's a very good harbinger that maybe the Democratic Party is weathering a lot of our storms. And speaking of some good news, I talked about New York just now as well. We found a very strong challenger to Elise Stefanik, member of the House. Why is that important? Who's Elise Stefanik? Elise Stefanik, you remember, when they squeezed out Liz Cheney, who was number three in the hierarchy in the Republican House of Representative caucus. Number three. After Kevin McCarthy as minority leader, Steve Scalise of Louisiana as the number two, and then Elise Stefanik, they replaced Liz Cheney with Elise Stefanik. Elise Stefanik suddenly goes Little Miss Buttercup to him. She had been somewhat independent. She, you know, you don't get elected as a Republican in the state of New York, wherever you are, without being a little moderate. She's way to the far north, up near the Canadian border, kind of rural. But, you know, New York's New York. You're not going to get away with a lot of baloney. Well, suddenly she went full frontal Trump, sucked up to Trump, licked Trump's shoes, and then Trump pushed her. McCarthy squeezed her in, and she is now Little Miss Buttercup, number three in the House Republican caucus. Well, come up with a candidate, a former CIA agent named Matt Castelli. apparently a very good guy. I've never met Matt Castelli. He has a great first name. Matt Castelli, former CIA agent. So she's not going to talk trash about anything with him on foreign policy. And he's going to go, look, you know, I'll be a good member of Congress. And this one doesn't know up from down. She was moderate. She went after Trump after the 2016 election. She went after him. Now she sucked up to him, and Trump went with her, and she just follows the Trump line. She's not representing the state of New York and its interests. She's representing the Trump line, and Matt Castelli can beat her. I think this is very good news. Very, very good news, because, you know, Trump's on his revenge tour going around trying to get rid of the Liz Cheney's and then trying to squeeze in his sycophants. And anytime we can bump off one of his sycophants and put in a, you know, solid Democrat, Matt Castelli will do a good job. You know, he knows a lot more than she does about the CIA, the FBI, foreign policy. She can't try to smoke him from the right on that. Sort of like Abigail Spanberger in Richmond, Virginia, former CIA agent, knocked off the right-wing nut that somehow snuck in about 8 years ago and beat Eric Cantor. Remember that? Go to a break. Lines are still open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.
Tell them that God's gonna cut you down. Tell them that God's gonna cut you down.